The first thing that I wanted to say, and I kind of skipped on and go to the second point, but the first thing is adherence to the dietary laws, right? So how do we translate that into the day? That means you got to eat healthy, right? You can't eat 24/7 ho-hos and ding-dongs all day, right? No, you gotta drink your water. You have to, you know, eat your vegetables. You have to, you know, try to have a healthy diet. Now, again, that does that mean that we can't have a piece of cheesecake or a piece of chocolate cake? No, that's not talking about that, right? But when God gave them these dietary laws, he gave them to him. In Leviticus chapter 11, verses 1 through 47, God gave these laws because he knew that if they had a proper diet, that they would be healthy.
In Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals, from our series, The Names of God. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals.
It will keep us from getting sick. You know, let me give you one that's very obvious for today. He told the Israelites in Numbers chapter 19, verses 1 through 22, that they had to have proper cleansing and proper hygiene. Oh. Now, what's one of the things that they're telling you that you got to do in the midst? I mean, you should be doing it anyways before COVID happened, right? But especially since COVID happened, what's the one thing that they're telling you got to do? That you got to wash your hands. You got to wash your hands, right? Well, God already told the Israelites that. He said that if you want to be healthy, if you want to be well, that you have to exercise proper cleansing and proper hygiene. Now, I know that was a second point on my PowerPoint, but I just wanted to jump to that right away, because that lets you know, for those who say, well, you know, that's Old Testament, that was for then. No, you know, this is timeless, right? This is timeless, some of these things. And so preventative healing, God says, keep clean, exercise hygiene. The first thing that I wanted to say, and I kind of skipped on and go to the second point, but the first thing is adherence to the dietary laws, right? So how do we translate that into the day? That means you got to eat healthy, right? You can't eat 24/7 ho-hos and ding-dongs all day, right? No, you got to drink your water. You have to, you know, eat your vegetables. You have to, you know, try to have a healthy diet. Now, again, that does that mean that we can't have a piece of cheesecake or a piece of chocolate cake? No, that's not talking about that, right? But when God gave them these dietary laws, he gave them to him. In Leviticus chapter 11, verses 1 through 47, God gave these laws because he knew that if they had a proper diet, that they would be healthy. And so God, Yahweh Rapha, the God who heals, he's telling them, I know how to heal you before you even get sick, if you just listen to me, right? If you just listen to me. You know, I've shared on many occasions that I'm dealing with diabetes, right? And one of the things about diabetes, you got to change your diet, right? You have to change your diet. And it's something amazing that when you change your diet and when you start doing what you're supposed to do, that for the most part, now I'm not going to say in every situation, but for the most part, your numbers are going to go down, right? And you're going to get healthy. Why? Because you're doing what God said. God said, eat a healthy diet. Another thing in this preventative healing is the proper disposal of human excrement. And so what was he saying? God told them, look, so I don't mean to offend anybody today, right? But I'm just gonna tell you like a T.I. is, right? God said, don't do your business in the camp, right? when it comes time to do your business, go outside the camp. You know, dig holes outside the camp and then cover it up when you get done. Well, why did he say that? He knew that because if you did it in the camp, that it was susceptible to bring disease. So he said, don't do it here. And so when we think about even what God has given us today and in the system that we have to take care of things, what a mighty God we serve, that we can do those things that keep those diseases from coming around us. And then this last one, I know I'm going to make some folk mad when we talk about the preventative, and that is in Leviticus chapter 18, verses 1 through 30, he said you have to maintain sexual purity. Why? Because, you know, back then, just like it is today, there were diseases going around. And you just couldn't, you know, do any and everything that you wanted to do. God said that if you maintain sexual purity, that I will keep you healthy. I will keep you whole. And so when we think about the types of healing that Yahweh Rapha brings, the first one is what I call preventative. That God says if you do these things that I've built into this economy called earth or life, I've built into it things that will protect you from getting sick. I'm talking about the God who heals this morning. I'm talking about Yahweh Rapha, preventative. And then the second type of healing that we see is natural healing. So let me read to you what I have on the slide. When the Lord created human beings, he put within them the incredible power to heal. Whenever there is an injury to the body or even surgery, some of y'all had surgery, right? Or surgery is performed, God has put healing in the body, so that the body can heal. That even when you get surgery and you've been cut on, just think, the doctors can cut you open and they can stitch you up. But just, if it was just the, I'm preaching to somebody this morning. If it was just the doctors cutting you open and stitching you up, all you would be a cut person with stitches in them, and that's it. But what happens? The healing power that God put in the body, it begins to take over. It begins to bring the flesh, and it begins to bring the skin together, and it causes a healing. The doctors can't do that. God put that in the body. That's why David said in Psalm 139 in verse 16, listen to this. Listen to what David said. He said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. This is the natural healing. This is the healing that God has put in our body. There was a motivational speaker by the name of Wayne Dyer. And he's gone on from this earth. I don't know if he's a Christian or not, but I know he, I've listened to some of his motivational talks, and you know, he was very insightful. So again, I'm quoting somebody and I'm saying I don't know if they were a believer or not, but I like what he says. This is what Dr. Wayne Dyer says. He says, your body has natural healing capabilities that nobody in the field of medicine can't, that no one in the field of medicine can pretend ultimately to understand. Even the doctors can't understand it. The doctors can't understand the natural healing. I'm sure they study it, and so you know, I don't want to, you know, make a statement that, you know, makes them that they didn't study. You know, they study, but they can't explain the natural healing that takes place. in the body. And so God says that I made you, and that when I made you, I put within you the ability to heal, for the body to heal itself. And you know, this came home to me, and I know that many of you have heard my testimony before, but I'm gonna give it again, right? I had a leg infection, and I ended up having about 8 holes cut in my leg. I took a picture of my leg, and it was like a piece of Swiss cheese, right? And I had, you know, cuts, some a dime wide, some a nickel, and they were deep cuts. And I remember my wife having to pack them every day, and we had to take those bandages out. So here I got these holes in my leg, right? You know, deep holes in my leg. And, you know, over a period of about 2 or 3 months, guess what happened? Guess what happened? The flesh started to fill in and came back where it was even with the rest of my leg. And then you know what God had the nerve to do? You know what God had the nerve to do? He let skin grow over it again. Only God can do something like that. This is the healing that God has placed in the body. And so when we look at Yahweh Rapha, we see that there is a preventative healing, there is the natural healing, and then we see that there is miraculous healing. And miraculous healing is when God just supernaturally heals somebody. You know, we see over and over again Jesus healing blind people, healing deaf people, healing crippled people. You know, we see Jesus touching people who had been sick. You know, you think of the man who was at the pool. He was there 38 years. Nobody to put him in the pool. And Jesus comes along, and Jesus touches him, and Jesus heals him. We have a God who performs miracles. Now, I want to say this. Don't let any man or woman tell you that they can heal you, because human beings can't heal anybody. Only God can heal. And sometimes God will choose to work through a person. And that's his prerogative. If he chooses to work through a man or a woman to heal, we need to realize that it's still God that's doing the healing. That person is not healing you. That whenever we see miraculous healings, that's the power of God in a situation. And, you know, all of us know somebody that had a miracle, right? All of us know somebody that had a miracle. You know, I just want to share that, you know, I had gone into the hospital because I was feeling lightheaded and, you know, just not feeling well. And so they took me in and they ran all these tests. And the conclusion was, they ran about 5 tests, right? The conclusion was that there was a blockage in my veins going to my heart, and that they had to go in and clean it out and put one of those catheters in there, right? I go down for the surgery. They put me out, and next thing I know, I woke up. And I said to the guy that was standing there, the anesthesia, I said, "Man, that was fast." He said, "Well," he said, "the doctor went in, and when he went in, he could find no blockage." I said, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." Now, you know, I'm claiming it as a healing. I'm saying that God healed me. If the doctors told me that there was a blockage, that there was something wrong, and then he goes in on the day to perform the surgery, and I had the saints praying for me, God's people was praying for me, they were going before the throne, storming the gates of heaven, you can't tell me that God is not able. God is able to do miraculous things. He's able to heal somebody miraculously. I'm talking about Yahweh, Rapha. And then let me share with you the last healing, right? The last healing. We've looked at preventative healing. We've looked at natural healing. We've looked at miraculous healing. And then let me share with you this last one. And this is what I call ultimate healing. And this is when we get to heaven and we stand in the presence of the Lord. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 2, it says, well, let's go back to verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bore 12 kinds of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Somebody said, well, we eat in heaven. Yeah, I mean, right there, you know, we got this fruit, right? God is going to provide fruit. Now this fruit is not going to be there to sustain our body. You know, we will have glorified bodies and live forever. So we're not going to need to eat in order to survive. But I believe that, you know, we will eat to enjoy. But notice also that not only was the fruit, but it says that there were leaves on this tree, and that the leaves were for the healing of the nations. And that there's leaves in heaven that represent the fact that we will be well and never get sick for all eternity. If you think about the illnesses that people have down here, and just think about people getting sick from COVID, some people end up dying. Diabetes, cancer, heart disease, you know, all these things that when we get to heaven, we will never have to worry about them anymore. That God will take away all illnesses. You know, I believe there's going to be some things that we're not going to see in heaven. You know, the first thing that we're not going to see in heaven, praise God, is the devil. Yeah. We know he's not going to be there, right? You know another thing that we're not going to see in heaven? Prayer. You know, you're not going to need to pray. Now, we'll praise, right? But as far as prayer requests and asking for prayer, we're not going to pray in heaven. But you know the other thing that we're not going to see is that is sickness. That nobody will get sick in heaven. That we will, all the issues in this life that have caused people grief and heartache and bereavement as far as illness is concerned, never have to worry about it again. And this is the ultimate healing. This is the healing that will last for all eternity. So as I close this morning, I want to ask you a question. I remember I was talking to a young person, and as I was sharing with this young person, they were dealing with some medical issues, and there were some very simple things that this person could have done, you know, to deal with the medical issues that they were dealing with. And I told him the story about the man, you know, who was laid at the pool, and how that he sat there, and when Jesus came, Jesus asked him, "Do you want to get well? Do you want to get well?" And so the man went off and gave some, you know, excuse. "I don't have anybody put me in the pool." But that wasn't the question that Jesus asked him. Jesus said, "Do you want to get well?" And God may be asking some of us today, "Do you want to get well?" You know, and you know, it's not necessarily going to take a miraculous healing. It's not necessarily going to take for God to do some miracle, but it may just take you doing what you're supposed to do. You doing what you're supposed to do. Just living a lifestyle where you're taking care of yourself, God is asking you, do you want to get well? There's some things that only you can do. You know, yeah, I mean, we want to wait till we get sick and then pray and ask God to heal us. But God is saying, do you want to get well? If you want to get well, just go back and look over this message that I've shared. There's some preventative things that you can do to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And so when Jesus asks, do you want to get well? And we say, yeah, then maybe he's telling some of us, just go back and do some of the preventative things that you can do so that you can get well. And not only that, but once you do those things, then there's healing in the body. There's healing in the body that naturally, your body will naturally heal. You know, somebody said, you know, people that smoke, once they stop smoking, now they might still have, you know, long-term issues that can do them in, right? But somebody said when they stop, that the lungs begin to heal themselves. Now, it might not be a total healing, so I'm not saying, but they just said whenever they stop, the lungs, because they're doing what it takes for the body to heal itself. Now, again, you know, some people might be too far gone, so I don't want to give a false hope. I don't want anybody to say, you know, Pastor Glaze said, no, I don't want to give a false hope. I'm just proving a point that sometimes when you stop doing the things that you're not supposed to do and you start doing the things that you're supposed to do, that there's a natural process that kicks in the body, and the body begins to self-heal. And Jesus says, do you want to get well? Right? And then sometimes we just have to throw ourselves on the throne of God and ask God for a miracle. Ask him for a miracle healing. And God is not beyond doing that. Now, I'm wise enough to know that everybody don't get healed. I'm a pastor, and I've visited people in the hospital and prayed for them and realized that they had all the faith in the world. They believed God, they trusted God, and yet and still, they didn't get healed. But then we look at, if it's a child of God, that fourth healing, right? And what is that fourth healing? It's the ultimate healing, that when we are in the presence of God and he heals us to be sick no more. Well, you know what, my friends? I just realized something, that I didn't get to some of the things that I wanted to talk about. So let me do this. I'm going to conclude this message today, and I'm going to pick it up again next week. So we're going to continue again next week with Yahweh Rapha, the God who heals, because I was going to tell you about why sometimes that God doesn't heal or we don't get healed. So I want to talk about that. So I told you I was going to say that, but I don't have time today, but we're going to pick it up next week. But I just want to say to you that there is a God who touches our bodies, who's able to heal us. We don't know sometimes if he's going to heal or not, but there's one thing I know. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, he's able to heal. He's able to do it. And I'm going to put my trust in the God who was able to do it. Yahweh Rapha. Let us pray.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals, part 2 from our series, The Names of God. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals. That's Anchored Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.